Chapter 4. A Treasure Trove. In March 1944, the craggy peaks surrounding the ancient Cathar fortress of Montségur in southern France reverberated with the grinding gear and revving engines of military machines. The trucks and command cars belonged to a battalion of Nazi SS troopers led by Adolf Hitler's top commando, SS Standartenführer Otto Skorzeny. Standing 6 feet and 4 inches, Skorzeny was larger than life among his comrades, and his exploits during World War II only enhanced this reputation. An old dueling scar creased his face from the left cheekbone to his chin, earning him the name Scar. Born in Vienna in 1908, Skorzeny had joined the Nazi Party in 1930 while studying in Germany. By 1939, he had been accepted as a member of Hitler's personal bodyguards. Sent home from the Russian front in 1942 due to wounds, Skorzeny soon was directing secret agents in other countries. But worldwide attention became focused on Skorzeny in September 1943 when he led a glider assault by commandos on a mountaintop hotel where the dictator Benito Mussolini was being held captive following a coup in Italy. In a daring daylight operation, Skorzeny and his men liberated Mussolini, who had been contemplating suicide, and whisked him off to safety. Hitler declared Mussolini the rightful leader of Italy, and the war there continued until Germany surrendered in May 1945. Mussolini's ouster, followed by Allied landings in Italy, prompted Hitler to send his troops into what had until then been called Vichy France to ostensibly protect the soft underbelly of Europe. The Nazis had gained freedom of movement in the historic Languedoc region, located in the foothills of the Pyrenees Mountains, which separate France from Spain. But in early March 1944, something more than military victory was on Skorzeny's mind as his troops entered the area encompassing Montségur and the village of Rennes-le-Château, the site of a great mystery since the discovery of strange documents by a young priest in 1891. Skorzeny's thoughts undoubtedly were centered on the location of a fabulous treasure believed to have been located by a German author and occult researcher named Otto Rahn. Little is known about Rahn's early life, except that he was born February 18, 1904, in Michelstadt, and educated in literature and philology at the University of Berlin.